In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle teaches us that we are behooved not to be more wise than we ought to be, but rather be wise unto sobriety according to God. The sobriety that comes from God would be a knowledge, a twofold knowledge, which St. Catherine of Siena, which some of you are reading at this time, the twofold knowledge that the Lord says that each person must have is a twofold of self-knowledge, which we've spoken upon previously, but it is the knowledge of ourself being first, how terribly sinful we are, and secondly, to know how terribly in love and passionately we are pursued by our God, who is love and mercy itself. That's the sobriety that it behooves us, the wisdom that we are called to seek, the sobriety which God has given each one according to his state in life, as the scripture says. Christ has come to save sinners. The kingdom of mercy would be of no use to if there were none who needed mercy, because it would be a kingdom without any subjects. That is no kingdom at all. And who are the subjects of mercy? This is a question which Saint Bernard of Clairvaux asks. Who are the subjects of the mercy of God if it were not those who were miserable to begin with? Miserable sinners. That is, you and I, writes this great doctor of the church. This is the kingdom of Our Lady, the kingdom of Mary. She's the queen of mercy. She's an immense giver of mercy who extends over the whole world in her mighty reign with the Holy Spirit, her spouse. Because the whole world is full of miseries. And so if she's the queen of mercy, then properly those who are miserable, you and I, are most properly her subjects. But of all the great miseries that are in the world, the greatest is that of the misery of sin. All who are miserable sinners. And so this is why, over all these things, over all others, should we have recourse to turn to the Queen of Mercy, our Mother, who desires to exercise her power and to command that those who are miserable might find her gift of mercy. These are the subjects who most of all find difficulty within her heart, that she wishes to employ all her cares, all of her thoughts, all of her authority in order to liberate you and I from our extreme miseries and to render us happy and blessed. But there's one catch. And the one catch is that we unite our desires with her desires. That coming to that twofold knowledge of ourselves, that we recognize our miserable state, that we allow ourselves to begin to come to understand how the Father of Mercies desires to extend his mercy even to us, far more, far beyond whatever misery we experience, and then just to receive it, to receive her work of mercy within our lives. We just have to desire it. Of all of those jewels which we see in her beautiful statues and her great images which are painted before us to ponder this great and regal queen that is our Mother, Queen of Mercy, all the gems, the greatest of them, we can think of them as all being part of her royal crown, these gifts of mercy. The scriptures teach us, they say as we meditate during this Epiphany season, come from Lebanon, my spouse, come from Lebanon, come and says the Holy Spirit. You shall be crowned from the dens of the lions and from the mountains of the leopards. Why should we think of her to be a monstrous or horrible place composed with lions and leopards, a place from which she comes, of tigers and wild beasts? It's a question which the saints asked. What's the reply? These monsters and these wild beasts are the bright gems of the crown of the Queen's mercy. For the monsters and these wild beasts are sinners, like you and I. When we turn to her and receive mercy, we become converted into the jewels of her crown, that she presents as the great ones which she won back by the great price, taking and applying the mercies of her Son to us. The great Saint Rupert. Saint Rupert, he writes this. He says, you shall be crowned from all these dens of lions, for their salvation shall be your crown. Again, Saint Gertrude the Great once saw this most merciful lady, our queen, and her mantle spread out, and under it she found all sorts of lions and bears and tigers and many other wild beasts who were gathered together, and they were ones who were protected by Mary with the greatest of kindness. And what did St. Gertrude understand by this? She understood that these wild beasts were not but sinners. Sinners who were not yet lost, on whom Mary exercises most tender compassion. And so here on a Friday, which is always dedicated to the mercy of God, the meditation upon the Passion of Christ, we come begging for mercy. And when we see ourselves as ghastly or beastly, as monstrous in the things that we do that push away the mercy of God, realize that if you find yourself to be that way, it means you're the very ones who our Mother of Mercy, our Queen, desires to stretch her mantle forth upon, so that you may not remain as you seem at this present moment, but through the tender working of her great love in your miserable state, to see yourselves as the subjects of her mercy, and allow her intercession and her work to bring you tenderly to her Son, into the fullness of his kingdom, then that will indeed be your salvation. And so to her, miserable sinners that we are, beasts, to her we fly. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.